today speak of the expectation and the grace of God and God's kindness and generous love for us. It reads like the promise of a new era that will be upon us from the prophecy all the way to Jesus' baptism. It seems fitting that a liturgy like this would occur at the beginning of a new year with all of the new promise that comes with the chance to start things fresh, get things straightened out, or start working towards some new goals. This year does also hold some potential for being very intense in this era of airing of grievances, which is one of the traditions from Seinfeld's Festivus, if anybody ever watched that show or remembers that. But years ago, I used to keep in touch with distant family and distant friends through email and shared pictures of my children or of vacations that we took with them by attaching them to the emails that I sent. And it was a really slow and somewhat painful process. It was slow to upload the pictures. It took up a lot of space on other people's computers, and especially if anybody remembers dial-up. It wasn't that long ago, but we did actually have to do that. So when Facebook came out, I found it was a much more efficient way to do the same things for a much larger audience, and it was also a great way to reconnect with people that I haven't seen or heard from in years, sometimes some of them even in decades. And over time, that's also morphed into a platform for the airing of grievances. And the more I see this, the more it has me thinking about the danger of being consumed by justifiable anger. Does anyone here know what it feels like to be justifiably angry? I do. Maybe seeing somebody get away with something that we would never even try or we wouldn't even want to get away with. Or maybe it's politics, or maybe it's a slight from somebody that just cuts very deep. Maybe I went out of my way for somebody, and not only did they not return the favor or reciprocate, even worse, they couldn't even acknowledge it or say thank you. Yeah, it burns. And I'm talking about the kind of anger that can burn like a kind of like a fire in your heart, and it consumes your thoughts. You want justice. That seems to be the only water that can put out the fire. And the tricky part is defining what does justice mean. Do you want to get a win? Do you want to get a win against the people who bother you in order to even the score? Do you want an apology? What do you need to get justice? Does it mean the fire keeps burning in you until you get what you need? Sometimes if I get the win that I think I need, I might feel better for a while, but at some point, I'll feel the heat from the same fire again. Justice is just one hurdle, and it's one that in some cases you may never clear. And what are we really headed for? Is justice the end, or is that just a stop on the road to what you really need? A few years ago, I was having lunch with a friend, and she was justifiably angry with her husband. And it started off with some venting, but as the minutes went on, it got more and more detailed. After a while, I could tell that we were not going to be discussing anything else over lunch that day. She was preoccupied and needed someone to listen to her and tell her that she wasn't wrong to be upset. Now, in order to tell you that story, I have to tell you a different story first. I took a personality test years ago, and the description that I read said things like empathic, good listener, someone who is sought out by others to open up about what is bothering them. And it went on to say that counseling was a good career choice for people with this personality type. I did not choose counseling for a career. Yet people seem to regularly share what's bothering them with me, and I always feel compelled to try and help. Therefore, many of them continue to come back. I don't want to be an imposter. I'm not a counselor, and I don't want to pretend to be one. So I just try to listen, then repeat back what I think their problem may be, paraphrasing somewhat, and if they agree, then I just kind of wing it from there. But it's hard when someone that I was able to help in the past, due to just some sheer dumb luck or a few insights that came to me in the moment, comes back expecting more of the same. I'm not a professional at this. Just a decent listener who doesn't always have the time needed to get to the heart of the matter, but will make time to do so anyway, sometimes to my own chagrin. So, my friend is mad. Her husband isn't guilty of cheating or anything like that, but it's serious nonetheless. She was left out of a very significant decision that will impact their lives on a daily basis and their financial situation for a very long time. And her sense of betrayal was very palpable. And I started to get uncomfortable, because this was too personal for me to be getting in the middle of. It's not my business to take sides in her marriage, I told myself, especially since I barely know her husband. I've only met him twice briefly. But I didn't want to invalidate my friend, so I'm walking on a very tight rope here. Conversation continued, and after I said I understand for what felt like maybe the 100th time, I wanted to say something, anything that could change the direction this was headed in. This is something that she needed to work out with him, not with me. And I wanted to communicate this without sounding distant or uncaring. I was starting to get a little anxious about what to say when I heard myself asking her, "What do you need from him in order to be able to forgive?" And she paused and looked away into the distance for a bit. It was quiet. And then when she responded, all she said was, "That's a really good question." And asking that question changed where my head was, just as much as hearing it changed hers. Sure, validation and justice were important, but what she needed was a way to heal. And the only way to heal from this, the only way to make sure that fire doesn't come back, is to forgive. Now, if we put the power to douse the flames of our anger in the hands of those who have wronged us, we give them all the power to choose to heal or not heal us. It would be helpful if the one who's wronged us could help us find a way to forgive them. But we may have to be prepared to find a way to do it without their help, maybe even while they make it even more difficult. Yet, if Jesus can forgive me, then there has to be a way that I can do it too. And only then can I put the fire out for good, letting the ashes just float away into the breeze, never to burn again. So in the readings today, we hear about comfort for us as God's people to make way for the arrival of the Lord. From Isaiah's prophecy to Jesus' baptism, we learn about his promise. God's love for us is all part of that promise. And after all of that, if anyone has a right to feel like they went the extra mile for me, and I have not done enough to acknowledge it or appreciate it, it's the one who said forgive them while his body hung broken and bloody on a cross. If he can love me and forgive me just as I am, I can find a way to forgive too. Thinking about this reminds me of a different parable about how the wheat will be separated from the chaff. The wheat going to the barn and the chaff will burn to an unquenchable fire. I've always thought that this parable was a metaphor for the afterlife, that those who serve God will be in heaven, and those who squander God's love would burn in hell. And I'm not here today to preach about heaven and hell. I never really personally view the purpose of my Christianity as a means to avoid ending up in hell. I don't know where I'm going after this. That's not my area of expertise. But I do believe that God loves and forgives me right now. The intense fire of justifiable anger, so hard to put out, so difficult to predict, and nearly impossible to ignore. If I can't forgive those who have wronged me, it's very possible I'm already in hell. The intense burning of justifiable anger can burn us alive right where we are, all while we wait for things outside of our control to change the way we think they should be. What do I need in order to be able to forgive? When I asked that question of my friend at lunch that day, I imagined God looking at me and saying, "I've been waiting for you to ask me that." This year is young and full of promise, and with a renewed focus on forgiveness, it can be one that can bring us closer to God, maybe closer than we've ever been before. With that, we can infuse the promise of the gospel with the promise of a new year.